This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Minister for Women and Child Development, Dasang Lupul, has informed that the state-of-the-art facility at Government Higher Secondary School, Hayuliang, will feature fully equipped science laboratories, mathematics and yoga room, and auditorium, with a green room, a pantry for midday meals, a sick room, and an examination cell, among other amenities. The minister said this while inspecting the ongoing infrastructure development at Government Higher Secondary School, Hayuliang, today. She emphasized that it has a potential to receive educational standards in Anjo district. In the meantime, Pool has commended the commitment of the local officers and stakeholders towards the transformative initiative. Later in the day, she also took part in the Seva Aapke Dwar 2.0 camp at Hayuliang General Ground. The District Health Society, Itanagar Capital Region, conducted an outreach session on non-communicable diseases under the National Program for Prevention and Control of Cancer, Diabetes, Cardiovascular Diseases and Stroke at Rajabhavan, Itanagar today. Speaking on the occasion, SMO of Rajabhavan Dispensary, Dr. Jennifer Tying, informed that the initiative aims to enhance awareness, promote early diagnosis and ensure better management of NCDs within the community. She highlighted the importance of early screening using the community-based assessment checklist, a tool designed for the early detection of NCDs, and further emphasized the creation and linking of Ayushman Bharat health accounts with the NCD portal, enabling individuals to access and share their digital health records seamlessly with healthcare providers. The 20th Tadartang state-level football tournament began on a thrilling start yesterday. The matches unfolded across zones 1, 2 and 3, setting the stage for an exciting tournament. In zone 1 at Namsai, the action began with captivating clays between Tirap and Changdang. Over in zone 2 at Nari Lower Siang, Lower Siang emerged victorious in a tightly fought encounter against Leparada. While in zone 3 held at Daporijo in Upper Subansiri, witnessed Kai Panior secured a solid 2-0 win over Kradadi. Adding to the excitement this year, Zone 4 debuts in the zonal round scheduled Tawang. The 20th Tadartang State Level Football Tournament, Zone 4 West Zone, commenced at the Galwa Sangyang Gyatso High Altitude Stadium, Tawang today. In his inaugural address, Deputy Commissioner Tawang Kanki Darang urged the participating teams to uphold discipline and sportsmanship. Highlighting the significance of physical fitness and good health, he encouraged players to set higher goals and aspire to represent the state and country at the international level. A total of 6 teams from Capital Complex, Pake Kesang, West Kaming, East Kaming, Bichom and Tawang are competing in this prestigious zonal tournament. As per an official notification issued on 8th March, Governor K.T. Parnayak has accorded the approval for introduction of mass communication course in undergraduate level in Dehradun Government College, Itanagar and Jawaharlal Nehru College, Pasighat. The issue has been made with the approval of Chief Minister Pema Khandu, stated the notification. Earlier on 21st February last, a team of delegation from the Contemporary Community Club, Itanagar, comprising of Mass Comm Direct Doctorate degree holders, scholars, media professionals, had submitted a representation to Minister for Education, P.D. Sona, regarding the long-pending request to introduce mass communication courses in government colleges across the state and Arunachal Pradesh University, Pasighat. Deputy Commissioner Tawang Kanki Darang chaired a meeting aimed at promoting tourism in Lungla and Jemethang in the conference hall of the Deputy Commissioner's office today. Addressing the gathering, the Deputy Commissioner highlighted the immense potential of Jemethang and Lungla as emerging tourist destinations. He emphasized the need to promote the region's unexplored natural beauty, rich flora and fauna, and ancient monuments. He further stated that increased tourism would create employment opportunities for local youth and contribute to the region's economic development. During the meeting, ESC Jemethang Diwan Mara also presented a promotional video of the first ever laser show on Gorsam Stupa, depicting the history of Jemethang, scheduled to be premiered during the upcoming Gorsam Kora Festival from March 26 to 29. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.